to be going into the book of Exodus. Going into the book of Exodus, chapter 2. And I want to go back this morning and share a message with you that says the divine plan of God doesn't always feel divine. But I'm here to tell you this morning, God's got a plan, God's got a purpose, God's got a people, God's got things going on this morning, and you and I are part of it this morning. Exodus chapter 2, I'm going to ask you when you find it, you can stand with me for the first part of the reading. Today, the Bible scriptures are going to be read in sections, but I'm only going to ask you to stand for the first part of this morning, dropping down into verse number 5 this morning and reading through verse number 10. Hallelujah. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby wept. And she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrew children." Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee wages." And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son, and she called his name Moses, as being said, "Because I drew him out of the water." Father, I thank you this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we can rejoice that you know how to save your children. Hallelujah. When it looks not like there is a plan at all, Father, there is a way in the things of God that you provide protection and deliverance and shelter for your chosen people. And Father, we give you our praise this morning. We thank you for this day and for this service and for every heart who has come to give you honor and praise this morning. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated this morning. This is that time of year when you need the heat one moment and you need the air the next. And just let your heart be given to the Lord this morning, and he'll control the temperature and keep you where you need to be this morning. Have you ever thought about the divine plan of God? Have you thought about sometimes when you believe that God has a plan for your life, but you have questions and you say, "God, it just really doesn't feel divine to me right now. God, I'm in a season when it feels as though this can't be divine, God. But Lord, I've been taught to believe in you. I've been taught to trust you. I know your word. I know it's true. And Lord, I have to believe that there is something divine in the midst of what I'm going through." I've been there. I'm sure that you've been there. Could be a place where you are right now. But I want to assure you this morning that God has a divine plan for you. I don't believe that there's ever a person born that would be called an accident in God's eyes. I don't believe that there's ever a nation that's been placed on this earth that God can't get his hands down in the middle of it and say, "I can find some people here that will worship me regardless of their nationality, regardless of their religious leaders, regardless of their government leaders," whatever it might be. I believe God is going to and fro still today, looking after those who will worship him and honor him. And church, I'm here to tell you, as bad as life may look, as bad as things may get, trust in the divine plan of God. Trust in the divine plan of God this morning. The first section this morning that we read together, Exodus chapter 2, verses 5 through 10. I want to show you some divine things. And by the way, church, a divine plan and a divine appointment of God, it cannot be planned out by man. You and I can do our best. We can try to get up every day and say, "God, I just want to be in your will. I just want to do the things that you want me to do." And that's right and that's good. But our best days of planning does not make anything divine. You can try to set people up in your family's lives and say, if I can just get my child to talk to this minister, if I can just get my cousin or my aunt or my uncle or my grandparents, if I could just get them over to the church one time, I could do something. I could believe God would do something. Church, it's okay to invite. It's okay to encourage. It's okay to do the things that you and I want to do to try to help people see Jesus. But He is the divine maker. He is the divine way. He is the one who has to put the appointments together. He is the one that knew who would show up this morning. And He's talking to His family today. Divine appointments, they can't be planned out. But they can be prayed that God's divine plans show up. How about we get in line with the divine plan of God instead of asking God to put divine attributes on our plans? You see, we've lived a long time on this earth, and there's a lot of men and women that think they understand God. I saw something at the workplace where they showed a video where they're trying to say now that they've went so far into the DNA and all of these things that they believe they found in the DNA gene where there is a stamped date of your expiration, and they're trying to say that they can tell you when you're going to die. I got news for you. I'm not getting into God's business. God appointed my days of life. God appointed your days of life, and that's a divine plan, and I'm not willing to stand in the way and alter God's plan this morning. I want to take my breath day by day and my life moment by moment that God gives me. And I know my Bible tells me that the best doctors in the world may tell you you're about to die, but I know a healer, I know a deliverer, I know a Lord this morning that says I can flip it over in a moment's notice. And when life seems to be going out, God says, I'll just blow breath right back in your body and you'll stand up again. Hallelujah. Let God be the divine operator in your heart this morning. Let's talk a little bit about this situation Moses' family was in. The Pharaoh's daughter had no idea what God was about to do. But Moses' mama and daddy couldn't throw him away in the river. Thank God that there's parents out there that can't send their children down the river. Hallelujah. That'll preach all by itself. Some of you will get that later on today. Praise the Lord. There was something in the heart that said, that's my child. I'm going to tell you this morning, God's not thrown one of us away. God shed His blood on Calvary and said, I have given my very best to take care of your very worst. I have given my very best when you deny me, when you run against me, when you say all kinds of things about how you'll never serve me. Guess what? When you begin to speak out and say, God will never do this, you may be the leader that God says, oh yes, I'm sending you. Moses found himself to be one of those kind of leaders when he didn't know how to get it done. But God said, I've still got divine things for you, Moses. As a baby, Moses had no idea what God was doing in his life. As a baby, Moses' parents could only trust God. And while he was a baby, Pharaoh's daughter had no way of knowing what was about to take place in her life. But God was setting up divine appointments. Hallelujah. I'm telling you this morning, you might not ever think that God has a divine appointment for you, but He does. You may not have had one yet, but God has many of them in store for you. Just get ready to walk into the divine things that God has for you. Hallelujah. You can't control those things. God's going to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Moses had a family that loved him. What an honor and a privilege to have a family that loves you. The mother began to realize that he was getting to be of an age as a toddler, a baby, and he couldn't be hid any longer. And so she did what mothers know how to do. I believe she designed it in the way of thinking of the womb when the child was inside. See, mothers have a little bit of an advantage on fathers because they get that personal connection while they're carrying the baby in the womb. And that's a bond that God put in there. And that's a divine appointment that God gave to every child and every mother. And nobody can change that. And then She said, I know what the rule of the land is, that I've got to put my baby in the water, but I'm not just tossing him in without love. I'm not tossing him out there to get ate up by the alligators and the crocodiles, but I'm going to make him an arch. I'm going to make him some kind of a pitch. I'm going to get him a basket, and I'm going to do the very best thing I can do for my child. And God is telling us this morning that even though it seems like the alligators are nipping at you and the crocodiles are trying to have you for lunch, God is saying, I've got you in my hand. I've got you in my sight. I've got you. Don't you worry about the water. Moses had to get in the water, church. It was appointed to him to be in the water, but God's divine appointment was to protect him in the water. All of a sudden, the currents, do you think it was just accidental that the currents began to flow in the direction of Pharaoh's daughter? No. Hallelujah, no. Do you think it's just coincidental when a minister walks beside somebody on the street and begins to tell them about Jesus, or one of you, a saint of God, begins to get a phone call? How many, don't raise your hand, but how many of you have ever got a phone call that was the wrong number, but you had an opportunity to witness Jesus to them? There's been some folks call this church and they got the wrong number, but I won't let them off the phone too fast. I'll begin to talk to them a little bit. You got a church? This is New Beginnings Church of God. We got room for you here. And then begin to talk about Jesus. And sometimes God sets up those divine appointments like that. Moses was right smack dab in the middle of a divine appointment. And so was Pharaoh's daughter. Have you thought that God uses the enemies that fight against God? An enemy that's fighting against the things of God. Pharaoh's daughter was right next to the man who was destroying the Hebrew children and saying that the sons, toss them in the water. Here's Pharaoh's daughter. Moses' family is loving him. The mother puts him in a basket, sets him gently into the water, floats him down, lets him go, and before long, it was just the right time. I don't know. I could get in trouble on this, but I don't know if the girls and the ladies always know when it's bath time, but they enjoy taking their baths and washing their hairs and all those kinds of things. And it must have just been that exact moment that Pharaoh's daughter said, it's time for me to go bathing. I got to wash my hair. I got to get it all ready, you know, and all those things. And it was the right time. And here comes Moses in a basket. He wasn't left alone. There's always a child of God close by. Church, I'm going to tell you, when it feels like you're the loneliest saint of God in the world, God has got another child of His watching over you, standing beside you, could be so close to you, but you might not ever know. Moses, being a baby, had no idea his sister was around. When you're looking every direction around and wondering, where is the help? Where is somebody to pray for me? You just don't know who might be praying for you. You just don't know who God may wake up in their home in the middle of the night and say, I want you to pray for this person. But God is going to put somebody beside you and minister. Moses' sister is being used of God. She had no way of knowing that Pharaoh's daughter was going to be the one to find the baby Moses. And I'm talking to you about divine appointments. I believe still today that God is working out divine appointments in the last day and in the last hour. There's going to be divine appointments for this church. There's going to be divine appointments for you. There's going to be divine appointments for me. And we can't plan them. We just have to be ready for them. We just have to be ready for them. The law of the land, according to Pharaoh, was that every Hebrew male child born had to be thrown into the river. Prior to that, he had asked all the midwives and everybody that was there that once a male child of the Hebrew was born, they were to kill him. But there was a level of fear for God, and they said, we can't do this. I want you to see this picture this morning. Out of all the ladies of the kingdom of Pharaoh, it was the Pharaoh's daughter that was finding Moses in the water. Now, every other person that would have found Moses would have had to be able to give over the baby, and the baby would have had to die. But now we have Pharaoh's daughter. It's a type of seeing Christ. When you're cursed to death, when your judgment over your life is that you're to die, and Moses was floating in the water as a dead baby, really. The curse of death with over his life. It would be as though we're going through life with sin in our hearts. And every one of us had been walking in this life with a curse over us until one Savior stepped out of glory and said, I'll be the one to shed my innocent blood that they might be free. Pharaoh's daughter had the authority to recognize the innocence of a baby. If she wanted to, she could have made sure that this baby died. She could have followed her dad's orders and said, when we find this baby, he needs to go on and be put into the river so that eventually he will be destroyed. But you see, I'm talking about divine appointments this morning. When your back is turned and you're up against the wall and it looks as though you're living in a land that has nothing good happening anymore, God is working on a divine appointment for His church. God is working on a divine appointment for His children. And He may just be getting ready to use the enemies of the living God. He may just be getting ready to use the enemies that have tried to come against you. And before you write it off and say, God, it doesn't feel like it's a divine plan right now, just wait and watch what God can do. How about this divine thing? The mother was separated from the child. But the child was not yet weaned from the mother. The child still needed to be nursed. And so here's Pharaoh's daughter after finding Moses. And here's Moses' sister when being right there at the moment. And see, there's a message right there. You got to be watching for the moment. You got to be anticipating the moment. You've got to be expecting the moment. Church, we got to come back to the house of God and be watching for the place where God shows up and moves. We got to be willing to be there and keep our eyes focused in and say, but I see the cross. I see the blood. I see the power. I see the anointing of the Lord God this morning. I'm telling you that if you'll see Jesus this morning, your troubles can be on their way over. I'm telling you this morning that God has not forsaken us nor left us behind, but He's setting up another divine plan for us this morning. Hallelujah. She was watching. She kept her eyes on that basket. I got to report back and tell mom and dad what's going on. This is a baby in that basket. This is my brother. Oh, if we would get the compassion and the burden to look across the aisles of the church again and say, but I've got to keep my eye intently on my brother, my sister. Oh, I got to see what's going on. It looks like they're being sent down the river. It looks like they're being sent away. But I believe in a God that knows how to hold them and care for them and love them again. Hallelujah. So here comes this opportunity that was set up by God so divinely. Moses' sister. If you got a big sister, say thank God for big sisters this morning. She ran up and didn't hesitate. And she said, hey, don't you know that's a Hebrew baby there? I can run and I'll go and I'll get him to one that can nurse this baby for you. And oh, what a great deal that was. And here's the Pharaoh's daughter saying, I believe that's a good plan. I believe that's the right call. Go do it and do it quickly. And I believe she didn't tiptoe and just crawl back, but I believe she said, oh, I see the divine hand of God here. I get to go tell mama that she gets baby Moses back and she gets to nurse him again. Come on, how about the prodigals coming home and saying, God, let us nurse them back to health again. Bring them in, Lord God. Hallelujah. Mama was at home expecting something. Big sister was watching intently. I'm sure daddy was in there praying and pacing the floor and doing whatever dads do when the anxiety level gets a little bit too high, calling on the name of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And for a time, Moses gets to be in the arms of his mother. Reminding me in Proverbs 22 that says, when you train up a child in the way that they should go when they're old, they will not depart from that way. She knew as a mother that she had to give up her baby after he got to a certain age. And she had to do that he might live. But in the nursing incubation time, in the nursing, I'm telling you, that's like nursing on the Word of God. I believe she sang every song she knew about Jesus. I believe they began to put so much Word inside of Moses. I'm telling you that while you got them young, while you got them around your table for Thanksgiving, while they're coming for Christmas, don't let them get out of your house without hearing Jesus loves you. Don't let them get away from you without telling them that I'm praying for you. My son, my daughter, remember what you heard when you were young. I'm reminding you of the scriptures. I'm training you up. You might be older now. You might be too big for me to whip, but go on and I'll tell my kids, don't think you're too big for me to whip. I'll still get down and wrestle with you if you want to challenge me, but you know what I'm talking about. We have the authority as parents, but I'm telling you this morning that God is on your side. He's got a divine plan for you, and he had a divine plan for Moses, and he brought him back into the safe arms of his mother, and he was being nursed of his mother. Bring him back to the Word of God and nurse him the same way that you got nursed. I'll tell you what, you got to tell him, you can't make it without the Word of God today. I don't know how people are trying to live without the Word of God. It isn't working out so good. There's a lot of violence. There's a lot of problems. There's a lot of turmoil. But I'm telling you, if you'll just get back in the arms of the Lord Jesus, gentle like a mother's arms, and let him tell you the Word again. I sent my son to heal your sickness and disease. I sent my son to die on the cross for thee. Hallelujah. I sent my son to give you hope that salvation is in you and heaven is yours one day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you still believe in God's divine plans? They don't always feel divine. There's a series of whys in here. Why, God? Why does the baby got to be separated from the mama? God, don't you know it's lonely for a child, a baby? He's innocent. He can't do anything on his own, and he's in a basket, and he's floating down the river. God, why would you let my baby end up in the household of Pharaoh? Don't you know, God, that Pharaoh hates you? Don't you know, God, that Pharaoh's against you? You see how we are? God, this don't feel divine right now. God, the church house is not full. God, we're not having revival day in and day out. God, the prayer doesn't seem to be getting any higher than the ceiling in the church. God, it doesn't feel divine. Just keep on believing. Keep on watching. Keep on expecting. Keep on understanding that God's ways are higher than our ways. God's thoughts are greater than our thoughts. And anything that God wants to do, he's already got the divine plan worked out. Hallelujah. How about looking at it the way that Moses could after he got older when he heard the stories? God, when I didn't even know your hand was over me, you were there. God, when I was driving down the highway and I was doing my own thing, I had no idea there was crazy drivers all around me, and any one of them could have veered over and hit me and took me out of life forever. God, I didn't know when I was laying next to somebody in the hospital that I could have picked up their deadly disease. God, I didn't know that I was at a restaurant and I ate something that somebody had already poisoned on accident or by purpose. God, I didn't know of the times when somebody had a bomb in their car and they were ready to take take out some businesses and some places, but God, you kept it from going off. There's so many things that we don't know about that God is saying, I've got my hand over you. I've got my hand over the church. When the tornadoes of life come by, God says, I've got a divine plan. Hallelujah. Church, I want you to get this morning. Don't give up on God's divine plan for you. Don't give up on God's divine plan for this church. Don't give up on God's divine plan for His word this morning. Hallelujah. Just go ahead and put some music on. I just gave you the introduction is all. But I believe it's enough this morning. You know what I want you to do? I want you to put on Beulah Land again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not even going to sing it this time. I want to worship Him myself. I want you to bow your heads all over the church. Young and old, middle-aged, new Christians and old Christians. I want you to receive this in your heart this morning. This song is about God's divine plan.
Kind of homesick.
Give it just a little more volume.
For that country.
Hallelujah.
To which
if you need a touch of the Lord this morning, I'm going to invite you to come to the altar. What am I going to pray this morning? I'm going to pray, God, send them a divine appointment. Maybe the first divine appointment is coming to salvation. He didn't run out of plans just because we're getting to the end of life. He's still got divine things to do.
Beulah Land.
Jesus.
And someday,
is there one that would say this morning, I need prayer? I need to believe that God's still got a divine plan for my life.
My
come back tonight, I'm going to continue. As the Lord allows, we may even do this song again tonight. Worship Him. Let him have it this morning. Let Him have your heart. Take a look at that river. Can you see it? My faith is going to end in sight. My faith is not going to be blind at the end. I'm going to have faith in God. I'm going to have faith in the divine plan. Oh, I'm wore out trying to make my own appointments. It's not working. But then there's God.
Beulah
Land, I'm longing for you.
Someday.
I'm going to stand. Hallelujah.
My home,
where's your home? My home's eternal. Eternal, eternal.
Beulah Land.
Sweet Beulah Land.
Yes, it's Beulah Land.
Yes.
Oh, it's Beulah Land.
Hallelujah.
Beulah Land, sweet Beulah Land.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you. Would you stand this morning, church? Believe something today. God's got a divine plan for you. You could be standing, and I believe this, you could be standing right in the middle of your divine plan, even though it doesn't feel like a divine plan right now. Father, we thank you today. Lord, we don't always understand what we're doing, what we're going through. But God, this morning I believe that you've reassured us that you're still sending divine plans and appointments. Give us a heart to love you and reach out to you. Bring us back rejoicing tonight. Let us be ready, Father. This could be the day that we actually stand in Beulah Land. Father, prepare our hearts. Forgive us of our sins as a body of Christ. Search us through and through. We praise your name together. Say this with me. I am blessed. Every day I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I lay my head to rest. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. God bless you, church. You are dismissed.